A towering shield, tall as a warrior, layered with cowhide and bronze. This is the Mycenaean shield, depicted in Homer's Iliad, as the mighty Ajax marches forth to meet Hector in mortal combat. The portrayal of the Greek hero's impressive equipment strongly resembles armor from late Bronze Age monuments. Ajax's shield specifically parallels early Mycenaean examples, of which no actual remains have yet been discovered. We can, however, see the hero's shield reflected in the huge body shields engraved on the Lionhunt dagger and the gold signet ring from Shaft Grave 4 at Mycenae. Likewise, Homer describes Ajax's shield as having enormous proportions through the phrase Eute Purgon. These words, translated as like a tower, may be adverbial, referring to the way the shield was carried, or adjectival, describing the shape of the shield. Either translation offers a sense of great size. Now, let's examine the historical connections in material and shape. The painted exteriors of the figure eight shields from the great shield frescoes at Knossos and Tiryns show the use of leather, which is a traditional element of Homeric shields. Furthermore, Ajax's shield, as an epitome of Homeric equipment, has a bronze face, a strong reference back to the Bronze Age, obviously. Homer does not elaborate on the shape of Ajax's shield, but the epithet tower-like, if taken in the adjectival sense, confers the image of a large rectangular shield, rather than the figure eight equipment that coexisted with this tower form. Ajax's shield, while not the only example of bronze-faced leather equipment in the Iliad, does represent a rare portrayal of a body shield, a sakos. The typical Homeric shield, as represented by the equipment carried by Hector and Agamemnon, is much less monumental, round with a central boss, and expressed as an aspis. Even Ajax's shield is later described in this manner when he is fighting Hector. This type of armor appears to have replaced the great body shields by 1200 BC and can be seen in paintings such as that on the warrior vase from Mycenae. Homer's description of Ajax's shield thus covers two different eras, giving an idea of the expanse of time covered in the Iliad. Toios ar aias orto pelorios, hercos acaion, medion blosuroisi prosopasi, nearthe de posin, eie macra bebas, cradaon dolicoscion echos. Tonde cae argeoe men egetheon esorontes, troas de tromos aenos, hupeluthe guia hecaston. Hectori tauto thumos eni stethesi patasen. Al, upos eti eken hupotresai, ud anadunae apslaon es homelon, epe procalesato carme. Aias de guthen eilthe, feron sacos eute purgon, calceon heptaboion, hohoi tukios kame teukon, skutotomon ok aristos, hele eni oikia naion, hoshoi epoiesen sakos aeolon heptaboion, tauron zatrafeon, epi dogdon elase calcon. So rushed mighty Ajax the bulwark of the Greeks, smiling with his ferocious face. He went forth with his feet, taking great strides, and shaking his long shadowing spear. And while the Argives rejoiced upon seeing him, a fearful quaking came to each Trojan limb. The heart of Hector himself was pounding in his chest. But now he could neither shrink back nor retreat back into the crowd of men, since he happily called the challenge. Ajax drew near, bearing his tower-like shield of bronze and seven bull hides, made by Tychius, by far the best of leather workers, who dwells at his house in Hyle. He made the glittering shield of seven bull hides from well-fed bulls, upon which he beat an eighth bronze layer.